We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a team that's got an incredible offense, got an incredible quarterback. So they're never out of the fight, and they continue to play, and you saw that there at the end. But, you know, what a play by Greg Rousseau and Micah Hyde. But really just our defense as a whole, being able to come out there and try to make them methodical and long drives and kind of take away the deep ball. And Ben don't break mentality, and our defense came out there and did that.
Josh Allen after the win over Kansas City, but as one coach likes to say, we're on to Tennessee. And the Titans are up next for the Bills, Monday night matchup in Nashville. To find out about Tennessee and how their season has gone to this point, we go to the Western Hotline. Paul Kaharsky, longtime media member covering the Tennessee Titans. You can read his work at OutKick.com. Joining us right now, Paul, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us today.
You're welcome. Read me at PaulKaharsky.com. Listen to me on OutKick360.
There you go. Sorry. Thank you for correcting me. We've been trying to figure out the Titans each week on a fairly regular basis, you know. They get blown out by Arizona. They have a nice comeback win in Seattle. They beat the Colts. They lose to the Jets, granted, injury issues. And then they beat Jacksonville. So, five games in, could you tell us who are the Titans at this point?
No. the injury issues only take them so far. Atlanta's a pretty bad roster with the Titans' former offensive coordinator and former defensive coordinator running things there, and Arthur Smith and Dean Pease, and they didn't have much trouble with the Jets in London. They didn't have Calvin Ridley much the way the Titans were lacking A.J. Brown and Julio Jones against the Jets. There's no excuse for that loss in New York for a team that could win another two or three games. And that really killed them because right at the time where they got hurt, they had Jets and Jaguars back-to-back, and now they've got Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Rams. So they're going to be kicking themselves for that one for a long time, and they should have been able to win it. The Jets were missing a ton of people too, so that's really poor. They haven't played great football even when they've been winning. They need to get healthy, and they need to play better, and they need to play better out of the gate to have a chance against a team like Buffalo.
How's Ryan Tannehill look so far this season, Paul?
Yeah, he's been fine, but he's been under assault. I mean, he got sacked 24 times last year. He's been sacked 20 times already this year. He's on pace for 68. I mean, he's got to get the ball out a little quicker, and his receivers need to separate, but the Titans are overemphasizing that and for some reason covering for their offensive line, which must be a little mentally weak that they can't take the lead share of blame here, which they deserve. And the offensive line should be a notch better than last year, not three notches worse. So they've got problems. Taylor Lewan, the left tackle's coming back from ACL surgery last year. He's not confident and not himself. Roger Saffold, the very good left guard, is having trouble finishing games because he's got a left shoulder deal. Ben Jones' age is maybe catching up to him at center, and he's all kinds of banged up. Nate Davis, the young right guard who got all pro votes last year, is regressing. And David Quessenberry, the right tackle, is not starting caliber player, but he's playing because their second-round pick, Dylan Raidens, was overpicked. and isn't ready to play in week five. And he's a makeup pick for last year's disaster, Isaiah Wilson, who's on the Giants practice squad, and he's too fat there for them to judge yet. They're trying to get him in shape.
I want to ask you about the receivers, too. We'll stay on the offense for the time being. A.J. Brown had such a big year last year, and I know he's been banged up as well. So I guess could you explain how you think his season has gone to this point?
No, I mean, he says it's been terrible. I think he's got 8 catches for the time that he's been on the field, and he's missed at least a game and a half here. They haven't been able to force feed him. He was on a snap count this last game. You know, he's a very good receiver, but injuries are catching up to him. He's very good on crossing routes, but they're a little bit slow developing to let him, you know, clear the middle of the field or get to the middle of the field, and the offensive line isn't providing time for that. Titans aren't running anything down the field. They're like way down in the bottom of the league at balls that travel 20 yards down the field. I know Josh Allen's doing a great deal of that with a great deal of success. The Titans aren't threatening there. This was supposed to be a pick-your-poison offense, right? Mm-hmm. Come forward to try to stop Derrick Henry, and the Titans would kill you with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, or play coverage on those guys, and they'd kill you with Derrick Henry. Well, it's all Derrick Henry right now. Nobody's scared of the Titans' receiver.
And really nothing of note in return for Julio Jones at this point, right, because of injuries and limited playing time?
Yeah, he had a bad opening game and was good week two in Seattle and hasn't really been heard from since. Against the Colts week three, he gradually disappeared in that game. The Titans kind of refused to say he was hurt on Sunday, then called him tight on Monday, and then Wednesday's on the injury report with a hamstring, and we haven't seen him since.
Before we get to defense, I wanted to ask you about Derrick Henry, since he's having another incredible season. But I'm curious, Paul, about the workload. Like, he gets a ton of carries. He's on pace, I think, to smash the record for most carries in a season. Is there any sign it's taking a toll on this guy, or is he still playing at the very top of his game?
Yeah, no sign it's taking a toll, and no sign that they care. And I'm on their side on this. I'd ride them as hard as you can, as much as you need to ensure that you win, and worry about later. There's no sign that it's going to wear him down as the season goes on. He generally plays better in November and December, and I wouldn't have a thought about 2022 or 2023 right now. This is the Titans' window. They got to get healthy and go make a charge as best they can. He's, you know, got some superhuman qualities to him, and provided nobody rolls up on him in an odd kind of injury, I don't see him wearing down. He's only 27. He didn't play very much in his first 3 seasons, so he's not your typical 27-year-old. He was not even splitting time with DeMarco Murray and then Deion Lewis while he was figuring things out at the beginning of his career. I will say the Jets and the Jaguars, bad teams, you know, they gave up a lot of yards to him, but he usually breaks off something big at some point. And their linebackers and DBs showed a willingness to go tackle him one-on-one that most teams don't. He didn't run for anything longer than 22 against the Jets or 15 against the Jags, which, in a weird way, I thought was a win for those teams.
Paul, before I let you go, defense, you know, they went through a number of changes in the secondary in the offseason. They've tried to upgrade their pass rush. Give us an overview, I guess, right before we get into specifics, an overview of what the defense has done over the first 5 games.
Bud Dupree with a repaired ACL has been a non-factor, and he's been out for a couple games now, the big free agent from Pittsburgh. Janoris Jenkins hasn't done that much at cornerback. The most influential newcomer has been Danico Autry on the defensive line. First-round pick Caleb Farley's been dinged up and has gotten a pass. They love to slow play their high rookie picks, which is ridiculous. But look, they were terrible on third-down defense last year. They've gotten better. They were terrible rushing the passer last year. They've gotten better. They were bad in the red zone, and they've gotten better. Unfortunately, it hasn't translated to too much better scoring defense. They're only like a point and a half better. But the plan for this team was to get the defense from terrible to middling, and let the offense continue to be excellent, and that was going to make the difference. The defense, you know, needs to play better scoring defense, but has done its part. It's the offense that's dropped off that's hurting this team right now, I think.
Still, I would assume you would figure they would walk to the division. Is there still a threat from the Colts, or is Tennessee? We're sitting here talking about the Bills really shouldn't break a sweat in the East with the Patriots and the Dolphins and the Jets. What about Tennessee and their division?
Yeah, Titans are in a similar situation only because, you know, Houston and Jacksonville are so incredibly bad. Colts put a little scare into them on Monday night before they collapsed and Baltimore woke up. You know, they've got the Colts coming up for a rematch, a too soon rematch in 3 weeks. If they can take care of them and sweep that season series, they'd be in pretty good shape. But like I said, the other games this month are Buffalo, Kansas City, and the Rams. So I think it's a little early to call it done. But I do think the Titans, even beat up, are just better than the Colts. Colts just aren't that good. They don't have very good receiving options. They don't have very good cornerback options. I was surprised at the national love fest for the Colts in the offseason. And while the Titans aren't as good as I expected, the Colts are even worse than I expected. So I think the Titans should end up in a similar position to the Bills. And I would think the Titans' best football is ahead of them.
You can read Paul's work, paulkuharsky.com. You can listen to him at Outkick 360. Paul, thank you for giving us some time on the show this morning.
Good to be with you. Take care.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.